This is Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Keck in for Jane Lindholm. We often hear that the key to furthering your career is tied to being able to network and use your connections successfully. That can be difficult for people new to Vermont or the country, as we've been talking about. So, recently, two Vermonters have come together to start up a group for professionals of color in the state to help them connect and mentor. Tomorrow night, the group will hold its second networking event at the Skinny Pancake in Burlington. Pitt Keomanivan is the Community Development Specialist at CEDO, Burlington's Community and Economic Development Office, and Tinotenda Rutanira is Product Manager at Dealer.com. They joined Vermont Edition host Jane Lindholm in the studio recently to talk about the organization. Tino Rutanira says that although he belongs to several networking groups in the area, none represented him from a racial, cultural, or identity perspective. And he says the issue really came into focus for him a few years ago.
I had a friend who I was mentoring. He was in college at Champlain College doing an accounting degree. And he was actually going to part-time work at a local company. But he was actually not really doing work that was commensurate with what he was studying at school. He was basically doing like a third shift job, doing more manual labor than anything else. This kid is an immigrant, and his parents also work third shift jobs and stuff. And I started thinking about like why it is that we end up doing what we are so used to doing, which is what our parents do, and then we end up doing it, even though this kid is now in college and probably should have been doing something that was more in line with what his degree was about. And I had a second case where another immigrant that I knew, an older gentleman who had been a teacher in the Democratic Republic of Congo, same thing. He was working at a supermarket, basically packing shelves. And again, it's got me thinking, like, somebody should be connecting this guy into the accounting department. And so that's how initially the idea came about, that like if these people were kids from Williston who had parents that went to UVM or, you know, went to Dartmouth, and kids that lived in Essex, their parents would be channeling them in the right directions. But because a lot of these guys are immigrants or children of immigrants that don't really know how to navigate some of these paths, we need to have a way for them to do that. And people like myself have been able to successfully navigate that. And here I am just sitting around, not really being a contributor to helping these young people navigate through these challenges. And so basically that's how this started in my head. And then I met Pitt.
Let me ask you before, Pitt, I bring you in here. You know, you talk about the immigrant experience. The organization that the two of you have come together to build is Professionals of Color, which of course incorporates a lot of non-immigrant families or families who've been in the United States, people who've been in the United States through many generations, but who also may experience a lack of networking connections or a lack of sort of historical ability to stretch through those networks to find the right connections. So it's not just necessarily an immigrant experience that you're looking for in terms of how to connect people of color in Vermont, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Vermont is probably one of the most beautiful, coolest places to live. But from a racial, cultural perspective, it can be very isolating. And so this organization really isn't just about immigrants. It's also a challenge to be brown here, to be non-white. And so I think part of what this organization is meant to do is to get these various disparate groups together and to start to network together, because we're not alone. We're not by ourselves out there. We're not islands. And you just need to start getting those connections together.
No, and in fact, in the first event you had this year, you had about 70 people who showed up, and many of these people probably knew each other, but others it was like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
hey, who are you? So, Pitt, how do you see the value of a Professionals of Color organization and this ability to actually physically come together in the same place to network?
I think it is long overdue. It's about time, and I'm excited that I met Tino and he proposed this idea to me, and I think it fit in definitely to the work that I was doing around My Brother's Keeper.
Can you explain My Brother's Keeper?
Yeah, sure. So My Brother's Keeper is a national challenge that was rolled out by President Obama back in 2014. basically the administration challenged cities to put resources into supporting youth of color, particularly boys and young men of color. And it's a Career to Cradle initiative, and it's really focused on being successful in education and career. And the city of Burlington back in 2016 accepted this challenge. Mayor Murrow Weinberger was really great at instrumenting the challenge, and he gave it to CETO to really push it out, and that's where I come in. A lot of it is creating pathways. It's about not duplicating what is out there, but working together. And so I thought that Tino's idea of developing a network of professionals of color really aligned with the mission of My Brother's Keeper.
Tino mentioned young people, and of course My Brother's Keeper is geared toward young people, but the Professionals of Color organization is not just for young people just starting out in their career. And while you both appear very youthful, you're not at the very beginnings of your career. So, Pitt, what's the value for you of being somebody who's pretty far along and really high up in your career in Vermont, being able to network and connect with other people?
I think it's very valuable. I mean, Tino had touched upon this, how it can be very isolating. Sometimes you are the one person in the room that's a person of color, and you're often feeling that you have to represent your whole race. And so that can be very daunting. And also being able to constantly advocate, like, beyond your skin. So that's something that is very taxing, and I think it's really nice to come together with other professionals where you don't have to explain that, and you could just celebrate and you can recognize each other.
Tino, you laughed when Pitt said you have to sometimes be the person who's, you know, quote unquote, representing your race, but what's behind that laugh?
Well, it's true, because Vermont is not very racially diverse, so a lot of times you're the only person of color in a meeting or in a room or in even a conference, and you have to almost always feel like you are representing your race or your ethnicity. And just piggybacking on what Pitt said, I think one of the things that we're trying to do is get professionals of color to know that you're not alone, that you're not isolated. And then once we know each other as individuals and groups, then we can start to help each other with challenges at work, or, you know, helping each other with career opportunities and, you know, referring business to each other and so on, because it's happening out in the world today. You know, they say the best jobs out there are the ones that have yet to be advertised, you know, and yet if it's happening for other people, you know, we should be able to do that for ourselves. Once we know each other, we then reach into the young people and then start to lift them up. And when, you know, little Jafar or Ahmed or Muhammad, who looks at me and says, like, hey, you look like me, you speak like me, you got the same background as me. For them, then that becomes a compelling story to then think, like, I can be like Tino, or I can be, and not that I've made it, but I've gone over a lot of the initial obstacles that have prevented us from being successful.
Pitt, what would you add?
For me, I didn't really have anybody who I looked up growing up that was a person of color and was successful in my life. I had definitely white people that helped me out, which is amazing and wonderful, but at the same time, I felt, and this is not something that just I've heard for myself, but other parents who are people of color, it can also feel like you also have to pick your culture, you know, so you have to leave your own culture behind in order to be normalized to white culture. And I think that it is something to recognize, and that's something that's why we're calling out for professionals of color to give back in ways that you may not have to mentor long term, but just to be able to be there to recognize that it goes a long way. Networking goes a long way, and showing up, you know, and representing goes a long way.
Both of the events so far have been held in Burlington. And while Burlington is the population center of Vermont, you can also imagine that if you're a professional of color outside of Chittenden County, that could feel even more isolating. So how do you engage with and connect with people who are in other parts of the state in order to be a professionals of color organization for Vermont?
That's sort of the next step to where we want to get to. Part of the challenge is just getting ourselves established. Right now, we just want to try and get a core group of people that will recognize that there's organizations out there. We're starting to make inroads and starting to get the connections going. And then from there, we can then grow to something beyond the Burlington area.
One thing that was suggested is that if we're not having events, to create a Facebook page, like a landing page for professionals of color, so that there could be a mission around sharing different jobs or tips on professional development. And then it's also an opportunity for youth to go on and ask, say, hey, I'm going into this trade. Anybody on here that I can meet with to promote the networking piece? So that could build ongoing community and activity.
How do you make sure that you're not excluding people by virtue of the name, including professional? I mean, I know a lot of people who have jobs and maybe have career aspirations, but if you asked them to join a professional organization, that might in and of itself feel intimidating.
We thought about that too. We did. And so in our language of invite, we said all trades in all careers. And so you can be in anywhere from retail to banking to marketing. You know, like if you work, you're a professional.
Well, I appreciate both of you telling me about this organization, and I hope that the event on the 26th goes off without a hitch.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was Jane Lindholm speaking with the co-founders of the Vermont Professionals of Color Networking Group, Pit Kiyomadivan and Tinotenda Rutanira. The next networking event is tomorrow night at 5:30 at the Skinny Pancake in Burlington, and we have the details at vpr.org.